Hello and welcome to the second episode of In Depth with Preston Byers, where I interview and have discussions with different people. Today I'm talking with DottieSports.com reporter and weekend editor Justin Minkowski about this week's Call of Duty World League Championship. Justin, or Bink as many people know him, formerly served as the editor-in-chief of Esports Nation, and he was also the managing editor of Gamers.com. I work really closely with Bink. I basically run all of my ideas pretty much with Call of Duty. I run all of them by him, and he usually gives me a sarcastic response. But today we're going to be previewing the CWL Championship, which we're both covering on site in Columbus, Ohio. So how you doing today, Bink?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I wish you didn't have to do this podcast so early, and why you've been pushing it off for the last 3 or 4 days. So
listen, you don't get to go away for a weekend and tell me that I pushed it off.
Well, you did push it off because I wanted to do it before I left.
And I wanted to do it on Thursday, but you were sick or you had a headache or something, so.
But we could have done it that day, but you got drunk.
Well, that's because you were unresponsive.
Uh-huh. You didn't DM me, just let you know. All right, but before we get into this, follow us on Twitter at PresByers and at JBink with 2 K's. That's where you can find all of our work, all of our thoughts on the event. You can follow us along while we're covering the event. And also go to DottieSports.com, go to the Call of Duty tab, and you can check out all of our work from the previews to predictions, which come out today, and which the actual event coverage and the post-event coverage. We'll be doing a lot, I guess, for this event. So check out DottieSports.com as well. Let's jump right into it. We're going to go to Pool A first, which is Team Caliber, Epsilon, Heretics, Lightning Pandas. Which two teams do you think are getting out of Pool A for this one?
I think we're both going to agree on Team Caliber and Lightning Pandas for this one. If I have to do like an ordering, it'll probably be TK, Lightning Pandas, Heretics, and Epsilon, just because even though Epsilon were in the Pro League, I don't think...
Yeah, they're pretty bad. So
well, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on this. I think Heretics has a shot at upsetting Lightning Pandas, but it's like, I don't know. I personally believe that the experience Lightning Pandas has is kind of like just outweighing them, and I've seen Lightning Pandas more, so I have a little more experience and a little more confidence in picking them. But Epsilon's just really bad. Like, when Dave, who's basically your star player, is making jokes that like you suck and that you can barely beat Taboo, and it just it's not good for your team and doesn't show a lot of confidence.
To go off that too, I think that this pool is a little closer than it might have been had Lightning Pandas not slipped up at the LCQ and lost to EZG, and then...
Yeah, because that kind of cast doubt on them because they didn't play as well as people thought, because at least in my opinion, it was Ghost and Lightning Pandas coming in that was like, oh yeah, those are the two LCQ teams that are going to like look the best, but then Lightning Pandas actually lost, so you kind of have a little bit of doubt whether they'll actually do well at this event.
Yeah, if they came into the LCQ and just double 3-0'd whoever they played, I think we might even be talking about LP beating Team Caliber. But then again, TK just won Season 2, so it's a tough call either way. But I think, you know, it's harder to put it's a little easier to put Heretics over Lightning Pandas than it would have even been considered going into the LCQ.
Yeah, and I also think that because we've seen more of, say, Epsilon, we have, like, we're putting Lightning Pandas and Heretics above them because we've seen so much of Epsilon, where Lightning Pandas and Heretics may have very much of the same flaws and may even have more and, like, more severe flaws than Epsilon, but we're looking at it saying, like, oh, well, you know, we've seen how bad Epsilon is in Hardpoint, but maybe Heretics is maybe even worse in Hardpoint. So we don't know, you know. I know that'd be really hard to do, but maybe they are. I don't know. Well, Pool B, I think this one is a little bit tougher than Pool A. You have Rise Nation, Tainted Minds, Lethal, and Brash. So which ones are you thinking?
I'm leaning toward, well, I think Rise is, if they don't go 3-0 and 9-0 in map count, I would be pretty shocked. I mean, I know they haven't looked the best at stage two, and they obviously came second, lost a few maps in series here and there, but like, I'm pretty sure they should just stomp all three teams in this group. Other than that, I'm leaning towards Lethal for the second spot just because of SND. You have Teddy Rex and Rambi and those guys who are known for search and destroy, and it's such an important game mode. Whereas Tainted Minds in particular struggled in the Pro League overall, but they also struggled in SND when a lot of people were like, oh, they're an Australian team, they might be really good at search and destroy, they might get a couple upsets, yada yada. So I'm leaning towards Lethal. It's probably NA bias too, but Lethal was a part of that crazy three-way tiebreaker in the pool play of COD Champs last year. So I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we saw something just as wild this year in Group B for that second spot.
I think I said something similar in my preview. I think I said something about there being like a really close tie in that map count, and like the certain matchups will actually be the deciding factor, because there's really not a lot to differentiate Data Mines, Lethal, and Brash, because all three of them, well, we haven't seen a whole lot of Lethal and Brash, but we've seen a lot of Data Mines, and it doesn't look good. And what we have seen of Lethal and Brash hasn't really made us think that it's like a definitive second place for them. So I think that I personally think Brash will come out in second, just because I think they're a pretty good SND team, so they can combat Lethal well, and Tainted isn't very good at SND. And I think Brash could probably take a search and destroy, or not search and destroy, but a capture the flag off of those teams as well. So I personally think Brash is getting second, but it's really up in the air. And if Ryze doesn't finish 9-0 in this group, I'm kind of worried that they're not going to go as far in the rest of the tournament, because it kind of shows the weaknesses they have.
I wouldn't say I'm worried. Obviously, like in Seattle, they went their first event together. They went 1-3. I'm pretty sure it was 1-3 in pool play, and then they went on that loser's bracket run to win the whole thing. So like, they've characteristically started out a little slow in events, kind of like old Optic used to be known for. But I would be very surprised if they didn't go 9-0. But I wouldn't, like if I sit back and look and they're 9-3 or 9-2 in map count, I'm not gonna go, oh, Ryze isn't winning, they're getting top 16, they're done. I think there's a fine line there.
Do you have any worries after coming in second? Because this is the first event that they didn't win as this four-man roster. Do you have any worries that they're not going to come out and be a little flat?
Well, that's, I mean, like, so far we've seen that a little bit in the few events they've played together. So if they do, I'm not gonna be super surprised. But it's the biggest tournament of the year. Slasher's already got his ring. He knows what it takes to win at this kind of event. So I would kind of, want to lean towards just whatever happens in pool play, they're gonna turn it on and bracket play as soon as they get there.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they might not even have to try to go 9-0 in pool play, which could that could be a bad thing. If they like if they show up lackadaisical on, well, I was thinking Friday, but it's gonna be Wednesday. If they show up the first day of the event and they're just going through the motions and they're still stomping all three teams in this pool, that could be like a double-edged sword where they're just sitting back and going through the motions, and then they get into the first round of playoffs and they get stomped by someone and they're like, oh, we actually have to start trying now.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because, right, isn't it like the first person or first team in Group A faces the second team in Group B? Isn't that how it's going?
That's how it was
Last
in
year?
previous champs,
Okay,
yeah.
so but if
So
it's the same
did it ever?
thing, then say Ryze or TK finishes it second, like they'll face each other first round, which I'm now hoping is what's going to happen, because it'd just be really interesting to see arguably the two best teams in the world face off in the first round of bracket.
That'd be a little scary.
And they'd probably still be able to come back and face each other in champs finals, because that's just kind of how it goes usually, especially if like Ryze goes down in the loser's bracket. Moving into Pool C, we have Red Reserve, Mind Freak, Ghost, and Zone. I personally think this is a really close group for that second spot. What are you thinking?
I think Ghost might even get first, but, you know, I'm just going to keep it calm and say Red Reserve first, Ghost second. I don't think Mind Freak stand a chance.
Yeah, I interviewed Parasite this past weekend, and he said that he has full confidence that they can finish first in the group, because when they played Red, they took a few maps off of them, and when they played Mind Freak at Anaheim, they lost 3-1, but they felt that they just came out flat, and that if they played similar to how they were playing earlier, that they could easily beat them. So after talking to him, I feel a little bit more confident that Ghost comes out, but I think it's not as easy to say that Mind Freak is just like a solid third place team in this group, because I'm like a big Dens fanboy, and I think he's like one of the most underrated players in the entire world. So if he's clicking and then Buzzo is just like a 0.9 KD player, I think that's a second place finish for Mind Freak.
I mean, well, I wouldn't be surprised if they came in second. They have the experience. All those guys have played. I mean, I'm pretty sure at least Dens and Buzzo have played in pretty much close to all of the COD champs. But I don't know. I just feel like it depends, too, because Mind Freak obviously didn't make playoffs in Stage 2, so they went back home after the regular season was over. And I'm pretty sure it was in one of the post-match interviews or something during the regular season where Buzzo was kind of just like, yeah, we don't even know if we're going to play when we go back home, because if we do, we'll just pick up bad tendencies and we're not going to get the high caliber level of practice. So, I mean, coming into this event, they might not have even been playing the game for the past couple of weeks. And I know just based off reading your draft of the Parasite interview that he was saying they've been struggling to get scrims with pro teams, but at least they're playing the game. You know they're playing the game. So,
and playing NA amateur teams is way better than playing all the APAC teams. So no matter what kind of practice Ghost is getting, they're getting better practice than Mind Freak.
Yep.
Like, unless Mind Freak is actually boot camping in NA, which is what I think they did last year, and they didn't come out with like the best placing, but I don't know, like, they're so weird. No matter like what they do, they'll be like, they'll boot camp in NA, and then they'll play really poorly, and then they'll like play nothing in APAC, and then they'll come in, finish like top 8. It's so weird. I don't know why it changes event to event, but Mind Freak's so weird to watch.
They were a part, I just looked it up, they were a part of that tiebreaker last year in Group C with Infused and Lethal. They both, all three, Infused, Mind Freak, and Lethal, all went 1-2 and 4-7 in map count. So they had to play that like best of one S&D or whatever. And they lost to Lethal, they beat Lethal and then they lost to Infused, and Infused got to go on.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what to think of them. Like at times I think, wow, they're, well, when they were winning in Stage 1, I was thinking, this is a playoff team. They play better than almost every team in the league. And then they finished like 4-10. So it's just, you never know what you're going to get with Mind Freak.
But yeah, I think in not going off my rocker and trying to keep it as logical as possible, I would assume Red gets first and Ghost gets second, but I can see Ghost getting third, and I can see Ghost getting first. It's just a matter of who shows up. If Red, you know, takes them lightly. Ghost also has a VOD advantage on Red, whereas, you know, Red isn't going to be able to see as much of their gameplay, but Ghost can, they basically have an endless encyclopedia of Red's gameplay throughout the entire year, and especially in playoffs. So I think that gives Ghost a slight advantage, but it's still going to be difficult for them to beat that team.
That's odd, too, because in past years it's been EU teams have the advantage because nobody knows how they play, and now it's NA amateur teams have the advantage because nobody knows how they play because they never get streamed or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch the national circuit, but it's online COD, so you can't put much weight into that.
Yeah, and Ghost is a West Coast team, so you even have less because there's like their internet's so bad. I personally think Ghost will get second, but it would be very surprising to see Mind Freak come out with second, just because I just think it's like, I don't know, like I just never know what to expect with them. It's just, it's scary as an APAC fanboy to watch them play. Or move on to Pool D. You did the preview on this on Dot. We're talking about United, Splice, EGE Esports, and Team Sween, which is Moose's team. So, who do you have coming out of Pool D?
So this one was really tough for me because, again, I'm trying to, not go completely outside the box and put some logic into it instead of just like saying, oh, I think this for no logical reason. But I'm leaning United 1 and Splice 2, but it is by far, I would say, I can't even say that because Pool E is pretty tough too. But just that difference between Splice at 2 and EZG3 is pretty close in my opinion, especially after seeing EZG take down Lightning Pandas in the LCQ. Now, you can't really, in my opinion, when you say that, comparing Lightning Pandas, who's an NA amateur team, to a professional European team like Splice would be like kind of crazy, but Lightning Pandas, we've seen them perform very well. We've seen Splice perform very well earlier this year, but recently, since they added Josh, just the lineup hasn't meshed or they haven't seen the expected results. So it's kind of almost like if EZG didn't beat Lightning Pandas or it was like a closer match and Splice had been playing to the way we expected them, I think it would be so much easier to say Splice is just going to get first or second in this group and EZG is not even going to contend. But not even because of what EZG did, just the fact that Splice have been struggling and they didn't play very well in the second stage of the Pro League, it makes it much tougher to say that second spot.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Splice because they tend to perform pretty well at champs and just like these big events. But at the same time, I don't think they've ever looked as bad as they do now. And EZG looks really good, but then you also like you said, it's an NA amateur team and you just never really know how they match up against some of the best teams. And so I'm gonna go with United, Splice, EZG, and then Sween, but just like Group C, it's kind of a toss up for that second spot because you just really don't know how these NA amateur teams play against Pro League teams.
I would be very surprised if E United doesn't get first. I
Yeah,
think
same.
I was telling you about it, that in the last two COD champs, Clay went 3-0 and 9-0 in record and map count in pool play. But in 2015, when he won, they went 2-1, and obviously Denial faced Optic in the first round. They upset him, and then they just took off from there. So I think it's kind of funny to think, we're saying United should easily get first, but maybe United fans don't want them to get first or don't want them to go undefeated just because of what happened the last 2 years. Well, just with Clayster over the last 2 years.
Yeah, but United is Clayster, so we just kind of go with it because it's just that's how people identify them now. It's like they don't look at the twins really. They look at Clay as like the face of the organization now.
Oh, he has to be.
Yeah, and but with United, it's like when they lose, then they tend to lose the next game, like the next match they play, just
That's
because. So they could go and win all the way until winners bracket finals, and then they lose, and then they lose again and get top three or top four because that's just how they are. Maybe they tilt too easily, or maybe teams figure them out after they beat them. They're just like, well, this is how they play. This is how you beat them. I'm not sure exactly, but I would tend to think it's they tilt kind of easily or they get kind of shook when they lose, but I don't know. But I would say they finished first here. I don't see Splice or EZG really giving them like a huge competition, at least for first. Maybe they take a map or two off of them, but I don't think that an entire series would be lost. For Pool E, which you think this is the group of death, right?
Absolutely.
So the group of death is FaZe Clan, Complexity, E6, and Moratori. This is a really tough group for all of these teams because even Moratori, who's supposed to be the worst team in this group, and probably is the worst team in this group, is so talented. They have like really good NA amateur talent. Out of these four teams, who's the top two for you?
I'm saying FaZe and E6, but again, this, after thinking about it, This is definitely the toughest one to go between two and three, in my opinion. I thought, you know, Splice and EZG is a tough call, but I think Cole and E6 are just, like, super close to each other, even though the last time they played on LAN, it was in Seattle, and E6 swept Cole. I personally think that Moratori just, you know, they got screwed in the pool play draw. Like, if they were put into, let's say, Group B, they'd probably come in second. If they were,
or
I don't know,
F,
might be the only situation.
Maybe F,
but
they upset Envy or something.
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely Pool B, they could come in second. Though,
yeah.
But, like, that's just, like, you know, they're going to come in fourth in E, in my opinion, I think. Like, it's going to be real tough for them to get to do any better than that. But they're such a better team than top 32 at Champs. And, I mean, saying that might sound weird because they haven't been a team for that long. But, like, three-fourths of this squad got top 12 at last year's Champs.
Yeah, this is ALG slash GGA Orange. So.
Yeah, it's three-fourths ALG and then Phantoms, who was one of the rising stars from the Conquest team at Anaheim this year.
Yeah, I think that Moratori, like, they can't be underrated because they've shown in the past that they're a good team and that they'll
yep.
finish well no matter where you place them. So, I don't know, I kind of think that they're going to finish third over E6. They'll just, like, upset E6 and be able to get that one win to get them third. But, yeah, I'm thinking FaZe and Complexity, even though FaZe hasn't looked the greatest. It's just, like, I don't...
And that's the thing, like, even though it's FaZe, like, you expect them to get first, they're going through role changes right now, where Priesta is going to be the main AR and Replays is the sub. So it's going to be super weird, like, just going into this big event like this, and we don't actually see it because nobody streams scrims or anything anymore. So we have no idea what this new FaZe kind of lineup is capable of, really, in the sense of hard point slaying. Like, they should still be a great search and destroy team, which is why I think there's no way they don't get out of this group. But I mean, it's just weird to think about it like that they're making such a drastic change before Champs. And obviously, like, I'm pretty sure Replay said on Twitter in a Twitter video they had a really bad hard point record over the past couple months.
Yeah,
so something had to change. But...
So this is kind of like a change that's either going to, like, take everything out of you and you're just gonna be an awful team for this event, or you're either gonna be, like, you'll turn it around immediately. I think, like, there's not a lot of, like, wiggle room, especially with a hard group like this. Like, you're either gonna do really well or you're gonna do really bad. So I personally think they'll do a little bit better and they'll finish first still, because I don't have the confidence many do in Complexity. Like,
yeah.
Dashi may be one of the best players in the world, but I'm still not going to put that team in, like, in a top spot in a pool. Like, in any of these pools, I'm not putting them in the top spot. So I don't think they'll come out in this one either. But they'll at least make it out of groups, in my opinion. And then it'll be Moratori and then Enigma 6.
I just think... E6, again, it's kind of like the, I mean, you can compare them to Ghosts and Lightning Pandas. They're, like, on that same caliber of, you know, NA amateur teams, quote unquote, who should arguably have been in the pro league if it wasn't regionalized. And, you know, they messed up in relegation, whatever happened to happen, it's in the past, they didn't make the pro league. But, like, they have that slight advantage where they can sit back and watch a ton of Complexity footage from the pro league, and Cole can't really do anything. They can go back and watch E6's matches from, like, Seattle when they won their pool and played very well at that event. I'm pretty sure at Anaheim they got, like, top 20 or something, so it wasn't, like, as good of a performance as some people expected for them coming out of Open. But, you know, just, like, that VOD advantage, I think, is going to be huge for some of these teams if they take advantage of it. You know, like, we'll get to Elevate later because Spacely had his, you know, his book last year with Ghost Gaming where he was calling the strats out and all that stuff. But, like, if teams take advantage of, you know, being able to watch other teams' VODs and stuff like that, and they carry that into the veto system where they know going into it what their strongest maps, their opponent's strongest maps are, and what they should veto and all that, whereas their opponent might not know what to veto against E6 until they've played them a little bit. So I think there's just that slight advantage is why I'm putting Cole or E6 over Cole, but I think that's going to be a really good match to watch either way.
Yeah, I really think that this is the group to watch, and no matter who you think's coming out, you could be surprised really easily. AOG wasn't supposed to be as a high placing team as they were last year, and they still surprise people. So I think they have the chance to do it this year. They just have a lot harder work to do in Pool E. For Pool F, we have Unilad, Team Envy, the newly acquired Team Prismatic, which was Les Bleus or whatever you however you say it, the French team, and then Mentality Esports. Out of these four, who's going to the playoff bracket?
I think this is the most bland team or bland grouping of teams in the entire pool, entire event, just because, like, I can't see Prismatic or Mentality beating Envy. You expect Unilad to get first because they've been playing really well lately. And even though Envy struggled, like, I just don't see them losing to either of those amateur teams. I think if this was a situation kind of like we were talking earlier, where a Lightning Pandas or a Ghost or E6 was in the group, one of those top amateur teams was in there instead of Prismatic or Mentality, you can maybe make an argument for them taking down Envy and Envy not getting out of pools, but I don't know. I just think it's pretty clear cut that it's Unilad and Envy.
If Mentality was replaced by the old Conquest roster, would you have a different opinion about that?
Ooh.
Because Mentality does have some of the old
Yeah, they
Conquest
got
players, but
Gravity and
Tish.
Tish. Yeah. That's a tough one still. I mean, Conquest was a great story for Anaheim, but I mean, they still got top 24. They beat Lightning Pandas to get into pool play, and Lightning Pandas eliminated them, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know how much weight I put into that. I think it's a really awesome story, but I would still probably pick Envy over them.
Yeah, I like you said, it's really bland and it's kind of straightforward. And we say that, and then it might turn out to be a really weird group
It
where
could.
one of those teams get in. You never know because it's champs and teams seem to falter like whenever. But as it looks right now, I would say Unilad first, Envy second, then Mentality third, and then Prismatic. I don't have really any faith in that old Team Vitality lineup. Like, they were obviously really bad in the Pro League. They didn't even get back in for relegation or for stage two through relegation. So I don't have any confidence in them at all. So I'd say Unilad just looks great with Weskin just being like one of the best players in the world right now. Just surprisingly too, because when I was thinking, like, I wrote the preview and I had probably the wittiest title of all of our previews. It was surprising because I looked up the stats and I'm like, how is this not like a bigger story that this guy, his brother overshadowed him for the majority of the season, and then his brother leaves the team and now he's one of the best players in the world and almost not outplacing his brother, but he's almost there. So I think it's just like one of the best storylines of the entire event. Group G, Echo Fox, Luminosity, Vitality, and Havoc. Probably the most like brand-oriented group out of all of these groups because they actually have like well-known teams. Who do you have coming out of Pool G?
I think it's going to end up being Luminosity 1, Echo Fox 2. I really like the way Vitality played in the LCQ, but I just don't know how much weight to put behind it because, again, it's, they're a new team. We haven't seen them before that LCQ event. And it's not like they're playing against Echo Fox or Luminosity. They were playing against other amateur teams to get into this situation. So I give Tommy all the credit in the world, what he did, taking these three unknown guys really and just putting a squad together to make it into Champs alone. I think that's a great story. And I would love to see Vitality get out of this group. I just don't know how it's possible. I mean, I know it is possible if Luminosity, because they've been two of the teams that have been, somewhat inconsistent, especially Luminosity since making the roster change to get formal instead of Octane. But I don't know. I think it's going to end up being Luminosity and Echo Fox. Whoever wins that head-to-head gets first.
Yeah, I don't like I really respect Tommy and I think he is a great player and he's probably one of the only veterans that just like from MW3 and on have continued to be near the top of their region, but it's just like I don't see a way for them to get through. Luminosity, however bad they may be in stage two, they're still Luminosity. They're the only team in this event that have three world champions on the roster. JCap is two-time world champion. Forma was the reigning MVP of this event. John is he was the MVP 2 years ago, right? So like I don't know how you compete against that really. Echo Fox looks like better than some people thought they would, but I would also think that they're just too good for Vitality.
And yet, like, Luminosity may not have made playoffs in stage two. I think they went like 2-5 in that first week, which, they had just made the roster change, and even they, in post game interviews, were saying that they were struggling to practice, they were struggling to get formal to play the game correctly, and all that. But they got third at Anaheim. Like, it's not like they were a top 16 team or something, and they struggled in the LAN environment too. Their first event, actual LAN event together as this new foursome. They got third place. So you can put however much weight you want into the Pro League and them not making playoffs, but they're still a good team. And I think, like you said, they have the most world champions on their team together. I think these guys know what they're doing and they'll figure it out and get first.
And they also beat Optic the last week of the Pro League, so it's not that
They
these
beat Optic
guys,
both times they played, right?
in stage two, it's kind of surprise or no, I don't think they won the first time, but they beat him at Anaheim or something like that. It was out of the three matchups they
Oh, they
had,
got, yeah, Optic swept them the first time in the Pro League.
so like
Yeah.
Luminosity looks like. They look really up and down, but I think that their ceiling is so much higher than anyone else in this group. So I kind of put them ahead because I know what if they play up to their ability, I know what they can do. And I think it's so much higher than that of Echo Fox or Vitality. We're kind of giving the short end of the stick to Havoc, who's a good
Yeah.
team. They're a good amateur team, but they don't really stack up when it comes to Echo Fox and it comes to Luminosity. So I would say it goes Luminosity, Echo Fox, Vitality, Havoc. But, I don't have the most faith in Echo Fox and what they can do because they've at times looked really bad and then at times looked really good. So not sure what to really expect out of them. But I would say that they're my second pick right now.
Just to give Havoc a little, air time, I don't think they're one of the better teams in this, like, that tier of teams that made it through the LCQ in the loser side. I don't think they're, like, one of the top squads, but I don't want to be disrespectful in that sense, that they're a decent team. I think the biggest problem, I obviously don't know much about them. I haven't seen them play very much, but I'm pretty sure Beezy is like their main AR and probably the best player on their team. And when you're in a group that has like Formal and even Tommy on Vitality, you're going up against those main ARs. Like, that's just tough if your best player has got those matchups. So I don't know how well they'll do. The only other thing, Remy was part of that Team Revenge squad who got second in 2015.
But I also
So
think
he
that
has.
like the placings he's had since then kind of prove he
Yeah.
was the weaker link out of those four. Like not even to drag him or anything. It's just like that team was really good and those players have already like all panned out basically as pro league guys, but he hasn't. So I kind of think that just says a little bit about like where he is relative to them.
Yeah, I think there's no question in my mind they get fourth, but they might be able to make some magic happen. Who knows? I'm just, I felt bad not mentioning them.
With Pool H, we have Optic Gaming, Evil Geniuses, Elevate, and Supremacy. Out of the final group, who do you have coming out?
I would love to say EG1 and Elevate 2, and I think it logically could happen, but I'm going to say EG1 and Optic 2. The biggest reason why I would want to put Elevate in the contention is, like I mentioned earlier, Spacely's going to do his homework, and he's got that notebook last year. He'll probably bring it back this year. He's going to know what he's doing in the veto process, and I think Elevate's going to be a good search and destroy team. And the biggest problem with Optic and Evil Geniuses lately has been their search and destroy. So I think the matchup between Optic and Evil Geniuses is going to come down to which teams win their search and destroys. But Elevate comes out and is a really good S&D team, they could upset both of them if Optic and EG haven't, you know, worked out their problems in that game mode. So I'm going to go EG 1, Optic 2. Optic will probably get first still anyway, but, you know, just for the sake of being different, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm going with Optic 1, EG 2, yeah. Because every time I underestimate Optic and I think, well, you know, they're not playing too well, so I'll give them second, maybe even third in a group, then they end up coming in and, like, winning almost every map in the group. So I need to stop thinking that their past performances have anything to do with how they play currently. Because it's just like, no matter who was on the roster, if it was the formal Karma lineup or if it was the Methods Octane lineup, you just can't really, you don't know what's happening with them, because, like, they're obviously super talented, so whenever they decide to turn it on, they're going to be one of the best teams. But I don't think that they're going to do particularly well when it gets to bracket play, because then you have better teams. You don't have to deal with Supremacy or even Elevate, who is like a fringe team. So you start playing, obviously, the best teams in the world, and you face Ryze and Team Caliber. But I think at least in this pool, they come out on top. EG, again, it's one of those teams you just don't know what you're getting, because at times they at Seattle, they finished second. They went through the entire winner's bracket, and then they got beat by Ryze. And then since then, they haven't looked as good. So I'm not sure where to put them, I'm not sure where to put them definitively. I would say second, but like you said, Elevate's going to come prepared. They're a pretty good S&D team. They have good talent on that team, so maybe they pull off an upset.
Yeah, I think, you know, the other thing for me is, you know, Aix knows how to beat Optic at champs. He's done it plenty of times before. It might not have any weight in this tournament whatsoever, but I like the storyline, and that's part of my thought process behind it. But again, you know, I can't see Optic finishing fourth. I think there's a negative 0% chance of Supremacy even taking a map off of them.
Yeah.
I could realistically see Optic getting first, second, or third. Obviously, there's a difference in my opinion of how much of a percentage they will likely land in each of those spots, but I could see them getting first, second, or third.
Yeah, not to beat up on Supremacy. They're just so far down from the other teams, so it's just kind of, you just kind of get what you get. Like, if they were in Group B, maybe you give them a map or even an entire match or whatever, but when you're up against Optic, EG, and Elevate, you just kind of say, like, oh, well, too bad, like, you're not going to do very well.
Yeah.
So we won't go through every bracket play match, because it would just take too long and people just probably don't care about each individual match. But out of those 16 teams, who do you think gets top four at champs?
Ooh.
So, like, recap then, just to recap before you get your predictions. In Pool A, you went Team Caliber and Lightning Pandas. Pool B, you went Ryze Nation and Lethal. Pool C, you had Red Reserve and Ghost. Pool D, you had E-United and Splice. Pool E, FaZe Clan and E6. Pool F, Unilad, Envy. Pool G, Luminosity, Echo Fox. And Pool H, you had Optic, EG. Or, no, EG, Optic, right?
Yeah, I should have written out a bracket or something before.
Yeah, I thought about it right before we started, that I should have done like the Group A 1 versus Group B 2, but then I didn't do it. So
that would mean, I'm just thinking about that in my head now, A 1, I would have Team Caliber, B 2, I guess Lethal, so that's TK. H 1 would be EG versus G 2, which would be Echo Fox. Oh, geez, that would be a tough game. Not even gonna say who I would pick for that, but I don't think either of them will get top four. E1 is FaZe, F2 would be Envy. Jeez, it's another toss up, I guess. I don't even know. I'm just gonna go, regardless of how the bracket looks, I'll say I think Ryze is getting top four. I think Team Caliber is getting top four. It would be kind of stupid if I didn't pick them after they won stage two, even though I kind of like don't want to pick them. Yeah. I'll go Luminosity gets top four. And I guess I got to say Red Reserve.
Yeah, I think most of my predictions are the same. I think that TK, Ryze are top four teams, and then I also think Red Reserve is too. I differ where you said Luminosity. I think it'll be E-United. I don't have
Okay.
as much faith with Luminosity right now, but E-United's just looked really good recently. So I think E-United gets like their third, fourth placing that they've been getting pretty much the entire year. When it comes down to the winner, I think it's tough because we just saw Rise lose to TK,
Yeah.
and we've seen Red Reserve lose to Rise. I looked at the entire World War II season, and they're 3-9 against Rise in World War II, and I think they're even worse when it comes to like these specific rosters. So I want to say Rise wins, and I don't think Team Caribou gets to the actual finals. I think it'll be Red again. And then TK finishes third, and then United finishes fourth.
That would be, if it's Rise Red, that's probably the best case scenario, other than Optic making the grand finals, which I don't think. But in terms of like a storyline for NA versus EU again in the grand finals, that would be pretty nuts.
For the storyline and the viewership and
Yeah.
everything, I would love for Optic to get into the grand finals. I don't really care if they win or not, but to see them, maybe Luminosity, like it's tough because they're both in Group G and H, so they'd play each other probably pretty soon.
Well, in my scenario where I was telling you, that means Luminosity gets first, Optic gets second. That's a first round matchup in playoff play.
Oh, that'd be amazing, but I
Yeah.
need them both to get to the grand finals for the storylines. So, because then you have JCAP versus Crimsix, who's going to get to three rings first, and then you also have obviously Formal and Octane playing against each other and playing against their former teams. Like that's the best case scenario is Luminosity versus Optic in the grand finals, and then personal opinion, Luminosity win because I just like I'm not gonna
Yeah.
root for Optic to win stuff. So, like as much as I'll get hate for hating on
Yeah.
Optic, I'm just never gonna be like that. I as soon as Big T and Merc were dropped from Optic, they were dead to me. They will always be dead to me. So I'll just always pick the team going up against Optic.
Yeah, I think, just overall, like it's pretty hard for us to pick top four without sitting down and looking at a bracket and filling it out. And even then, we would probably still get some stuff wrong. But looking at Rise, TK, Red Reserve, and then United slash Luminosity, those are all top caliber teams. I mean, maybe not Luminosity in the sense of recent performance at Stage 2, but like, prestige has to come into it at some point, and those are some top squads that we can all easily see get top four.
Do you think this is the most contentious champs ever?
I mean, the competition's only got better and better every year since Call of Duty's been a thing, so you can probably say that after every year of champs.
Yeah, I saw Clayster's tweet where it's like there's legitimately 10 teams competing for this year's event, which I don't think is true because I think that's overestimating how good some of these teams are.
Sure.
But like I think that there's easily five, six teams that are like legitimate contenders for a title. So how has the World War II season been for you heading into the last event?
Pretty excited for it to be over. I'll tell
Yeah,
you that much.
I'm hoping we can just play Blackout in September, play Black Ops 4 in October, and we never have to deal with World War II ever again.
I could go on a rant about Sledgehammer Games, but like, I don't know. I was so excited about Back to Boots on the Ground, and everybody was, and this game just absolutely didn't deliver. And I don't know if it's, a sense of entitlement for some of these longtime players who just expected it to be World War II being played in a Black Ops 2-esque way or something like that. Like, I don't know what some people were thinking, but just based on the product we were delivered and got to play over the past couple of months, I was pretty disappointed with World War II.
Yeah, and playing Black Ops 4 beta, while it has its issues and there will be changes by the time it's actually out, I think it's just a much better game. Just if you
Yeah,
can attract the
I don't want to
people.
say that. I don't want to say that just because I had a lot of fun in the World War II beta too.
Yeah.
Like beta, evaluating how good a game is based off its beta will always be a fun. fine line, so I'm not gonna go there. But I did have fun in the Black Ops 4 beta. It just hopefully it's not the same thing like I said last year where I like the beta and then we get a bad product on launch day.
Yeah. So that pretty much does it for the preview. Do you have any final thoughts, comments, concerns?
Nope. Thank you for having me on the podcast, and I can't wait to actually meet you in person and beat you up a little bit.
If you put your hands on me, I'm suing and I'm getting you fired. So.